Blog Talk Radio.
Think I won't quit it, I do. The glory it made for me. No, I know who sits on the floor. Who makes the saving life be told. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine and rain. And I can say, my lucky star. Now where my blessings are, Lord, I can roll. The Father's heart, not the sky, not the chance. When you see it, I'm lucky, Lord.
Don't come from no lucky star. Come from the house of love. Hallelujah. Because I am love. Loved of the Father. It's not luck, brothers and sisters. It's love. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. God is thanked and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And we'll ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll give us a word of inspiration. But right now we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves me. Amen. He loves us all. Amen. Yeshua is coming from Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you, Father God, for each and every one that's able to be with us today, those that called in and those that are listening by internet. We ask, Father God, that you will bless each and every one, Father God. All those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God, you know their hearts and their heart's desire. So, Father God, we ask that you will bless them, that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in, those who are bereaved, those that are going through, Father God. Lord, just bless them and strengthen them and whatever they need to be strengthened, Father God. Heal them wherever they need to be healed, Father God, and give them peace, Father God, as they go through. Lord, we just thank you for your word today, Father God. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for each and every one, Father. And Lord, we just give you praise for this day, for this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Open up our hearts and our minds to your word today, Father God. Let's receive it, Father God. And let us keep it in the lining of our hearts so that when opportunity presents itself, we'll be able to share this word with someone else. Lord, we give you thanks in Christ Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. If you'd be so kind to give us a word of inspiration. I guess we lost her. Okay. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, yesterday we were talking about, yesterday we were talking about a better plan for you, life in the Word of God. A better plan is a life in the Word of God. And, of course, we talked about Psalms 18 and 30. As for God, he said, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. And this is about trusting in God. And in Jeremiah 17:7-8, we're going to pick up on that scripture as well, along with the fact that we know that all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and come according to his purpose. Hey, we're here because of the purpose of God's purpose, not our purpose. And then that needs to be understood like that, that we're here for God's purpose. And that means that's a good thing, man. That's a good thing. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, we're here for God's purpose. We've been called according to his purpose. And in Jeremiah, I'll go over there and get it. In Jeremiah 17, and again, thank you for that prep, Pastor Bill. Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 reads like this. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and the spirit out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of dawn, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, but blessed is the man who trusts me, God, the woman who sticks with God. They're like trees replanted in Eden, putting down roots near the river. Never a worry through the hottest of summers, a leaf. Serene and calm through drought, bearing fresh fruit every season. Amen.
Yeah, that's what we're like. See, when you trust in the Lord, when you are faithful, your season is different. You got good things coming your way. God's plan for us is good. See, that's where, when we talk about God's purpose, let's not forget, brothers and sisters, we talking about what God's goal is for us, what his intention is for us. He planned. That's why I like Jeremiah, I'm asking Pastor Fanny, Jeremiah 29:11. God got good thoughts for us. There's something that the enemy fool you with these bad thoughts. That's not God's thought for you. That's not his plan. That's not his goal for you to walk around feeling condemned, being condemned. That's not God. That's not his portion for you. Got to know that. He means you well. He got good things in store for us because we love him. His hope for us, or his intention for us, is good. And hopefully you'll see that for this week now. You read Jeremiah 29 for me, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. Reading from the King James. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen.
Yeah. Look at it like that. God said, I know my thoughts for you. They ain't all bad.
Thank you.
Yeah. See, the enemy lied to us so long, we think, man, God is a real boogeyman. Yeah, you listen to some of these dipstick preachers. If you listen to some of these dipstick preachers, they'll make you think, boy, God hates you because you ain't did this and you ain't did that and you need to do this. No, you need to know what God's thoughts is for your life, his purpose for your life. God's working the good for your life. And remember, he gave us Romans 10:9-10. Now that we have entered the family of God, do I need to take you over there to Ephesians? Well, let's go to Ephesians 1:10-13, as far as that goes. Let me find Ephesians. See, over in Ephesians, I'm going to go to 1 because that's how you need to know, brothers. Since we're going to enter into Christ now. In Ephesians 1:10, and we'll just read all the way through the 13th verse. 10 reads like this, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he may gather together in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, whose first trust in Christ, in whom ye also trust, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that, ye believe ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit upon us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, he set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything will be brought together and summed up in him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eyes on us, had designed on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that you, once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourself home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. This brother and sister, you're going to have to listen to God's voice. You're going to have to hear what the Word of God is saying. Stop listening to what the enemy has said in the past and even in the present. You need to hear God.
Amen.
You know, God wants to be intimate with us.
Yeah.
Our intimacy with God and his highest priority for our lives should have an impact on our lives when we're listening to God. Obeying God.
Amen.
All that other stuff alone, what the enemy tells you. God said, I got good plans for your life. Who wouldn't take that?
Yeah.
Why you won't take that? I'm trying to figure this out. Why you wouldn't take that? God said, I got good plans for you. I don't care what the enemy said. He lied. See, you got to know he's a liar.
Amen.
You know, when I think about the Word of God, his plan is that we be in the Word of God. See, when the awareness of God's presence energizes us for our work, for the good things that God has laid out for us.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, God doesn't really, and I want to say this lightly, God does not require us to understand all of his will. But really what he requires for us to do is obey. So when we hear that word, obey it. Unapologetic, obey it. Unreasonable, obey his word.
Yeah.
Remember, you're going to reap what you sow. That's one of God's principles. So if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap from the Spirit. So start sowing to the Spirit by obeying his voice. I know dark moments come in everybody's life. I get that. It don't last always. At least that's what the songwriter said. It don't last always. And then I heard the summons declare and decree that you got to go through the night. You got to endure for the night because joy cometh in the morning. I know somebody know what I'm talking about when I said joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you got to fight your battles on your knees, and he'll keep you on your feet. Trusting God means looking beyond what the optical nerve tell you and see what the word of God is saying to you. It's necessary,
yeah,
brothers and sisters, that we understand that we're united with Christ now. So God's intention, his plan, his secret mystery of his will have been made plain to us that obey him, that he want to, that he want to have us in Christ. That's what he want us at. He want us in Christ. How I know that? So when I read Ephesians 2, and, well, I mean, I could say right there 1, but I want to flip over to 2 right quick, and then we're going to come back to 1. But when you go to 2, because he's explaining this. He's explaining just what he means and what had happened, what had been done because of his mercy. That first verse says, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses of sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, at one time we were there. We walked mm-hmm. according to the course of this world.
Yeah.
But now, please don't make me go there. That's where we used to be at. Among whom also we had our former conversation, the Bible says. But in time past, talking about the lust of the things that Satan was offering us. See, Satan wants us to talk like him. But what he don't realize is that what God did, he quickened us together with Christ. And he did that by his grace. That's what make us saved. And you have he risen us together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in the kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, through the spirit world. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. You're operating in the gift of God. And the reason for this is not a work, lest any man be boasting. And then I love this 10th verse. That's what I'm trying to get to. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto a good work, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. This is God's purpose, is that we walk in that world. It's God's purpose that we be everything we can be in Ephesians 1. And 10, that's God's purpose. He wants us to be in Christ. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about taking our place, entering into that place where God have called you. This is a dispensation. This is the fullness of time that God is gathering all one and all things in Christ, both things that are in heaven and things that are on earth. He's doing all of this in him. That's the secret. Everybody can't see that. You want to know what he's up to? In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We have obtained this inheritance. When you're going to start spending it? When you're going to start using it? It's our inheritance.
Yeah.
Most people that received the inheritance, they didn't have to work for it.
Amen.
Don't make me preach today now, because I will. But brother and sister, the reality is God wants us to walk worthy. Walk worthy of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's what I hear the Spirit is saying. He's giving us Colossians 2 and 3, for instance. Ask Pastor to read that. Colossians 2 and 3. I want y'all to hear this.
I'm reading from the King James. Colossians 2 and 3. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen.
Yeah, that's in Christ, man. Because our heart is to be comfortable and knitted together in love.
Yeah.
To all the fullness, assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. See, everybody don't get this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It's the Father in Christ, and we're in Christ. So we become one. That's his purpose. See, he used Christ there, so that would be our meeting point. We'll be in Christ, and Christ will be in us. Christ is the Word of God that became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, if it was the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Our meeting point is in Christ, man. That's where the Father is at. And so when we meet and we enter into that place, that's what I was telling you a moment ago, we enter into that place, man. Don't let Ephesians 1 and 10 get past you. Don't allow that.
Mm-hmm.
See, God don't see you condemned. So stop believing in condemnation. Stop believing it.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't teach it. Matter of fact, he taught just the opposite. But does Satan keep on wanting to bombard you, your head with all this condemn? Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world. That ain't why I'm here. I ain't come to condemn you, God. But how come every time we look around, Satan is putting these thoughts in our mind about condemnation?
Mm-hmm.
Like we ain't worthy. Jesus said, that ain't me. That ain't my voice. It's not my voice. I ain't come to condemn you. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I come to do the will of the Father. See? But Satan don't want us to know God's purpose for us. The last thing he wants you to know is that all treasures and wisdom and knowledge is in Christ. Because, see, you're in Christ now. And let me tell you this too, brothers and sisters. Because we've been delivered from the wrath of God. According to 1 Thessalonians 1 and 10, we've been delivered, man. Not going to be. When you enter into the family of God, into his knowledge of who you are, you just got delivered. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So therefore, God's plan is so much better. His plan is so much better.
Thank you.
For your life, for my life. And if I didn't read it in Jeremiah, I still would know it. His plan is better for our life. So blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. Do you know what that means? That means those roots are always getting nourishment. When you say in the Word of God, you're going to be nourished. While everybody else, vine is not producing, God said, I'm going to let yours produce. When everybody else is not, God said, I'm going to let you understand.
Thank you, Lord.
When everybody else's river is dried up, God said, you're going to keep on running. He got good plans for us.
Thank you, Lord.
But see, Satan took that word and twisted it so until we believe all the negative stuff instead of believing that God come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Satan, I want you to know that. He wants you to, that God is really against you, man. You did the worst thing ever. You sinned. Like it's all your fault. God ain't holding that to your charge. That's not what God is doing.
Thank you.
So when you read this, you got to understand. That's not God. You got to know God's voice. That's probably what I need to talk about, is getting people to see the difference in God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you hear God's voice, God's word is different, brothers and sisters. It ain't like Satan's voice. Satan wants you just to think, because of your flesh, he has the way of things to us. But God said, I know the thoughts that I have toward you. I know. God said, I know, said the Lord. And the thoughts of peace and not evil. Somebody need to say that 4 or 5 times. It's not evil. So if it's evil thoughts, that ain't God. People come to me with that garbage, I say, that ain't God. Because he don't have no evil thoughts toward me. So don't be trying to prophesy over my life. That ain't God. The thoughts that he have for me is not evil. And to give you an unexpected end. God got some good stuff for us, man. And God said, you know what? If you'll go and you'll pray, he said, and you'll seek me. He said, I'll hear you. He said, I'll hear you. And you'll find me, because I'll make sure you find me. And in your heart, you're going to find me. And you're going to find me, and I'm going to find you. That's God's plan for us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, this is the time, brother and sister. Anybody have any comments or anything they want to share? The floor is open. Just press 1. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a great lesson. I tell you, God's word is just eye-opening once we open up our hearts to it. And I was looking at Ephesians 2 in the New Living Translation. It says, made alive with Christ. So I'm going to read those verses 1 through 10. It said, once you were dead because of your disobedience and your many sins, you used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclination of our sinful nature. By our very, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else. But God is so rich in mercy, and he loves us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm, because we are united with Christ Jesus. So God can point to us in all the future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. God saved you by his grace when you believe, and it is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. We can do the good things He planned for us all along. Amen, amen. That is so beautiful. And all this was planned from the foundation before we even thought about this was planned. Amen. From the foundation of the world, this was planned because God has us in mind. I like that part where it says we're his masterpiece. Amen.
Amen.
So let us
Amen.
Act like the kings and queens that we are. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for Evangelist Renee.
Amen.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For the grace and his mercy. I love that what you just read, Pastor Bell. That was beautiful.
Oh, God bless.
I wanted to share, it's by his grace and his mercy that we're here, that I got my healing. I came across those pictures. I thought I had deleted them all, but I came across them, and man, I understand why Pastor Beasley did not want to see no more of those pictures, because it was a little nasty, but God gives him the glory by his stripes. I was healed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You would have thought that heel would have closed back up, because it was open and it was deep.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Yeah. You, Jesus. By his stripes, mm-hmm. I am healed.
Amen.
You know that I did come across the pictures. And oh my.
Now you see what we saw.
Yeah. Most definitely. I mean, it was ugly. But if you mm-hmm. see my foot now, you would never know it looked it like that. And that wasn't mm-hmm. nothing but his grace and his mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
His stripes healed. And I just thank him. I had
thank
to
God.
Share that.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Renee. See, if you was in Georgia, you would say, it's ugly, ugly. Woo, it's ugly. But, you know, you have more. But we know what you're talking about, though, because it is a sight to behold. And thank God for his grace. His grace just covered all that, took care of all of that.
Yeah.
So when we look at that thing yeah. now, boy, you see it through the eyes of grace, and all you can say is thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's a miracle.
Yeah.
But I think you don't know, that's a miracle. Your foot is a miracle.
Yes, it is. Amen.
The top of it.
Oh, go ahead.
The top of it is healed. The top of it is scarred up pretty bad. It's kind of ugly, but it healed. It's healed. So you have those scars
mm-hmm.
from it healing. I just thank
mm-hmm.
him for his healing. I do.
Yes.
I thank him.
Amen. Amen.
Is it thankful?
And that gives someone else. No, but that's all right. Every day we can be thankful.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, anytime
Amen.
The Lord tells you to speak on it, you speak on it. Anytime.
Amen.
Because we know
Amen.
For somebody, we understand that. It ain't
that's
always
right.
just like
yeah.
this word. This word is for everybody. So at certain times mm-hmm. and at certain places, a certain person need to hear this word. So we get that.
Amen.
We get all of that. It's important
yeah.
that if you want to say something unapologetic, say it. If we could be
yeah.
talking about one
Amen.
Thing, we say it anyway.
Because mm-hmm.
a lot of what a person say on this broadcast is for everybody else. Because we're one in Christ. That's what we're doing. We're being one in Christ. So that person wasn't here Thursday, but they're here today. They need to hear that. Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And we're thankful.
Yes. Amen.
I am truly thankful.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else? The reason we don't open up the studio, some of y'all already know, because we just want to make sure that you know who's coming on and what they're going to say.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know what they're going to say, but we at least know who they are. So we'll keep away some of the riffraff that we was getting the other week or so ago. So if you want to have something to say, press 1. I'm not just opening up the studio. Anybody.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Y'all please remember this subject now. It's a better plan. It's a better plan. God got a better plan. I don't care what it is. God has a better plan. He has a better covenant. But he got a better plan for us. And that plan is in the Word of God.
Yeah.
The Bible says his ways is perfect. The Word of the Lord is power. It's proven. The Word of the Lord is proven. He has a better plan. And so... If no one else, we'll see you all on